We are in the middle of November, and of course, Movember is a movement that was started a number of years ago that is primarily inviting us to grow our mustaches in order for men to care about, amongst other things, their mental health. Joining me on the line now is Garen Giselle, the country manager for Movember campaign, as well as the CEO and founder of Men's Foundation. Garen, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Asika. Happy International Men's Day.
Is it literally today? Is today the International Men's Day?
Today is International Men's Day, the 19th of November, yes.
We couldn't have produced a better Janice. We wanted to talk to you because we were in the middle of November. We had no clue that today also marks International Men's Day. What is asked of us on International Men's Day?
So International Men's Day is just it's an international day that's come around for men to acknowledge their contribution in a positive way towards society. But it just by chance aligned, you know, the stars aligned with the month of November, where since 2003, the Movember campaign and the Movember Foundation have been responsible for the sprouting of moustaches and men's upper lips across the globe, and particularly in 21 countries that Movember is officially operating in. And through the act of men growing their moustaches and changing their appearance, we've been able to start the much-needed conversation around men's health issues and the leading issues affecting men being prostate and testicular cancer and suicide prevention and depression.
I mean, testicular cancer, for example, I know is one of those cancers, if detected early, is absolutely treatable. And because men are not as attentive, seemingly, over their bodies as women are, many people die senselessly to testicular cancer when, as I said, if detected early, it could have been treated quite easily.
Well, similarly, Africa, the same thing as prostate cancer. You know, we're looking at over, you know, some of the statistics say over 93%, some of them say even higher, as high as 98% with prostate cancer. If detected early, it's treatable. I think the big difference between testicular and prostate cancer is that naturally with the testicles being external on the body, you know, it's easier to pick up if something is untoward. You know, naturally if there's a lump or if one of the testicles are larger in size than the other. But the challenge being with the prostate being internal, an internal organ, you know, it's not as evident if there is something that needs to be checked or untoward. So this is a key part of our campaign and the messaging for men to be aware of their health risks that they face, knowing your numbers. If there's a history of prostate or testicular cancer in your family, traditionally to go from the age of 45 for an annual checkup. But if there is that family history, to go from the age of 40.
Now, Garen, Movember, for me at least, since 2003, has been synonymous with testicular cancer and prostate cancer, right? We've been invited as men to make sure that we go for some sort of examination of sorts, even if it's self-examination. If you're detecting something, please go for treatment as soon as possible. In more recent years, mental health of men has become an essential part of your campaign, which I cannot applaud enough.
Certainly, you know, what we realize, Africa, with particularly with prostate cancer, the side effects of men, what they were dealing with after having a prostatectomy, for example, the side effects of sexual impotence, you know, incontinence and hormone replacement therapy that had resulted in several men that were undergoing treatment having taken their own lives. And as a result, we realized that there was a need for us to start that conversation, as we did with prostate cancer, and getting men to remove the stigma of going for an annual checkup to start acknowledging that starting a conversation about mental health is just as necessary, you know, and to recognize that to be okay or to be not be okay is okay, you know, and one of our key messages that we have surrounding our mental health campaigns is to become a man of more words.
And how have South Africans particularly taken up to that campaign? Have they responded positively to it?
To be honest, you know, when I originated with the Movember campaign and then started this in 2009 as a trial campaign for the Movember Foundation and, you know, launching our first campaign in 2010, then getting men to start talking about prostate cancer and for them to go for an annual checkup, particularly with an annual digital exam, you know, it was something that was taboo. But I noticed that men were starting to start the conversation and almost be acknowledging of the fact that they had gone for an annual exam. With mental health, there is still a very, very deep and dark stigma surrounding depression and suicide. You know, getting men to talk about mental health is far, far greater a challenge. So, you know, we realized, looking at the statistics, it's an average of 80 men taking their lives per day in this country. You know, and 4 out of 5 suicides every day being of men, that there is a much need, a grave need for us. And, you know, a lot of what we're seeing today is the older generation of men, those men that would have had to have, you know, been in the defense force dealing with post-traumatic stress. And those are the men that are seeking help right now.
I mean, those numbers are staggeringly high. And I imagine these are men generally who have not sought therapy. They haven't gone to a psychiatrist, a mentor, someone they can confide in to help them unburden, I suppose, some of the emotional issues they're obviously processing.
Certainly. And this is where we see the stigma as being one of the key influences to that isolation, you know, men suffering in silence and suffering on their own. And, you know, some of our research has indicated that, you know, 70% of men feel that they're available for their peers or their friends if they require their help, but only 48% of men felt that they could reach out to somebody to talk about it. And this is really all part of it, you know, by starting these conversations and getting men to realize that they're not necessarily alone. And I've witnessed this in my own personal group of friends. It's, you know, friends that are going through relationship challenges or divorces, and having acknowledged that they'd gone to go seek psychiatric help or psychological help, you know, in the conversation, someone else would admit that they had also undergone help, that there isn't a shame to it. So, you know, that, and it's exactly that with what I said earlier, you know, it's okay to not be okay and simply to go and seek help and start that conversation.
Yeah, I mean, that's brilliant. And I do hope more and more men will actually respond positively to that call and seek help and have conversations that need to be had. Bruce, who produces the breakfast show with Refilo Moloto, asking a very important question on the WhatsApp line. He's wondering about Movember and how the covering by masks has affected the movement this year. Because, Garen, the visual aspect of it has always been the strength of the campaign, right? Where you start off on the 1st of November with a clean mask. And then obviously by the 30th, it's grown into this bush that is evident.
It certainly has. You know, we have realized that there has been an impact, but certainly, you know, the fact that even in the UK, our UK campaign under lockdown, it actually had seen greater numbers and increased growth because, you know, people being more confined, and even though they were resorting to Zoom or team calls, and people staying at home, it actually had prompted that the growth of Moustache was even greater. And, you know, fortunately now the campaign has been entrenched that at least the conversation still keeps going. But, you know, we have seen an impact on fundraising and, you know, there has been fatigue that has kicked in over the campaign. But certainly the reason with what we're doing is greater than just the annual campaign itself. And funding over 1,250 programs globally that we're invested into, you know, from research to survivorship. And, of course, our flagship awareness and education campaign is still paramount, you know, and fortunately we've been able to generate at some momentum to ensure that conversation continues.
No, for sure. Remind listeners what the website is that they can go visit to learn more about the campaign, number one, and where they can offer resources and help to you and your organization, how they can do that.
Certainly. So Movember.com is where it all happens. Automatically, it'll take you through to the South African landing page. You'll see 2 tabs on the top to either sign up or to donate. Even though we passed the halfway mark, there is still an opportunity to sign up and become part of the awareness and education campaign by either growing a moustache or committing to move for 30 days. We've realized the impact of a sedentary lifestyle, and asking that you commit to move for 30 days helps change the face of men's health as well. Or just simply make a donation to help us fund these programs and the awareness and education that we're involved in.
And there's a big blue button that you can click on the website for you to donate. Garen, thank you very much indeed for your hard work, and thank you for joining us this morning. And to you too, happy International Men's Day. Garen Giselle is a country manager for Movember campaign, as well as the CEO and founder of the Men's Foundation. Movember.com is the website that you will be typing into your computer, and it'll automatically take you to the South African landing page. Lovely video, in fact, that pops up that just highlights some of the work that they've been doing, and you can navigate the page to obviously read out more about the campaign and the work they've done since 2003. And if you are able to donate in any way whatsoever, you can click on the blue button, and your donation will be no doubt very well received by the organizers of the campaign. That's movember.com, the URL that you type in.